We're talking about swimming and diving. Big state meet coming up in Lincoln here in a few days. Coach John Graff, always good to talk to you. And you have got, after the addition of qualifiers, a pretty good list of people going this week, don't you?
Yeah, you know, this is it's probably a historic year for us, Rich. I don't think I haven't done all the research, but I don't think we've ever taken all three boys' relays to state from McCook Swimming. So this is a big year for us. We're excited to see the success of the team. You know, they've been working really hard, and it's nice to see all that hard work pay off and see them be as successful as they have been.
Now, I know you and I talked last weekend. Monday, Tuesday, you had to wait until like Monday or Tuesday to find out the additional qualifiers. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, they're secondary and primary qualifying in state, and so automatics are automatically in to state, and then secondaries, they fill out to 32, and so you never kind of know. Sometimes if you're in the top 32, you're good. So some of our times, we knew the kids are going to make it in individual events, and then some of them, they're a little farther out, and so it depends on. Lots of kids will qualify in more than one event, and so they'll have to choose what to swim. You can only swim two individual events at state, and so they've got to kind of choose where they're going to be most competitive, and so they'll fill in then. And so we got pretty lucky. Our times were good enough, and so we end up with three individual qualifiers, Abby Renner in the 50 free and the 100 butterfly, and then Blake Rodewald in the 100 butterfly, and then Kevin Bantam in the 200 free and the 100 breast. And so those were pretty good spots for us.
With those kids and your relays and your divers, you're going to be busy for 3 days down there, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we're gonna be as busy as we've ever been. Both sessions of diving and both sessions of swimming. This will be a first for me, so I'm kind of excited to see how it goes. Probably some long, exhausting days, but pretty excited to be there.
You bet. We got a room full of kids. I'll let you do some introductions here, Coach Graff, first on who we have here. And these kids have really had a great season, haven't they?
They really have. First, we got Blake Rodewald. He's qualified in the 100 butterfly, and he's going to swim on all three relays, the 200 medley, 200 free, 400 free relay for us.
All right. Didn't you do like the – didn't our conversations, John, didn't you do the 500 too or one time? Or?
Yeah, I did in North Platte, just kind of threw me in there just to see how I'd do. I thought I'd do a bit better than I did, but it still wasn't a bad time. Obviously not good enough to make me try it again in a high school meet, but yeah, it was fun.
Maybe in the future, possibly?
Yeah, I swam it again at a Y meet, a club meet, and I dropped quite a bit of time, so maybe next year.
Tell everybody how many ups, down, and backs that is again in a 500?
That's 20 lengths.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Takes a while.
How do you do that?
Just turn your brain off and hope for the best.
Your mentality is, you say, I can do this. I can do this, right?
Yeah, just kind of, the first time I did it, I kind of went out at what my old 200 pace was. Uh-huh. So it was pretty rough, but once I figured out how to shut my brain off, it made it a lot easier.
You excited for the state meet coming up, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I didn't expect to be able to make it, but God is good. He let me come in, and 9 people dropped out, so I was able to get in. It was pretty exciting.
So that's 9 people didn't decide it or didn't drop out. What do you mean by that?
I don't know if it was exactly 9. It had to be at least 9, but uh-huh. Yeah, they were competing in too many events, so okay. They had to come out of the 100 fly. So
congrats to you on getting in.
Thank you.
You bet. Pumped up, ready to go. I asked Blake a little bit ago before we start taping if he's ready for track and field. Not quite yet, right? You got some business to take care of in Lincoln,
nope,
don't you?
We're not done yet. So hopefully we can go and make it to second day, and that would be pretty exciting.
Exactly right. Coach Graff, this guy's done well for you this year. He's got a great future ahead, doesn't he?
Yeah. You know, Blake, he's worked hard. You know, lots of morning swimming, lots of afternoons, hard practice. And, you know, he's a go-getter, and we're excited. 2 more years with him, and just going to grow from here. So we're excited for the future.
All right. Who's next now?
We've got Abby Nielsen. She's on all three relays for us. She's a senior this year.
All right. What the?
Oh, both relays. Excuse me.
She should be on all or there's a chance she could have been all three relays.
She did swim all three relays. We only qualified 2 for the girls.
Okay.
So I misspoke there.
All right. Abby, here we go. As a senior, it's going to be pretty special in your final year. That's 8 squeaks. No big deal. As a senior, it's going to be pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun. kind of got a fun team here.
Yeah. Did you figure at the beginning of the season going in that, hey, we can get some of these relays in. There's no reason why we shouldn't.
Yeah, kind of going in, like we have a really good team. We have a really good like family environment here. I think that like just pushing each other and working together, like I knew like from the beginning of the year that we could get it. So
the goal, I'm sure, in the next, when you go down to the Lincoln, cut time. Let's cut some more time off, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, some records were broken this year in some of those relays. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that right, or was it the boys?
Boys. That would be the boys.
My apologies. How close? On the girls' side, did your times from last year to this year obviously improved a little bit more relays?
Not really. We kind of lost one of our really good swimmers, so that was kind of like a little bit of a challenge. But we've done pretty good. Like for us four, we've had a really good season. So.
So I take it that the field of teams you're going to be matched up against in the state is probably off the charts, isn't it? It's going to be pretty tough, isn't it?
They're a little scary, I'm not going to lie.
Who are you next to? Did you already check out everything? Who are you next to?
I have no clue.
Okay. Doesn't matter, right?
No.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
We swim our own race, put our head down, don't breathe, oxygen is overrated.
Now, who made up that saying? Coach Graf? Is that a Coach Graf saying?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's just kind of a good saying that we got.
You could put that on a t-shirt someplace.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oxygen is overrated.
Oxygen
exactly.
is overrated.
You bet. But it's been fun senior year for you. What a way to kind of wrap up your swimming career.
Yeah.
Or is there going to be another career? Or is this it for high school?
This is it.
No more?
No more swimming.
Always, I got to ask the kids, maybe college swimming or something like that, but probably not.
Nope. This is going to be it.
All right. Where are you going to go to school as a senior? Where are you going to go?
I'm planning to go into Lincoln.
Okay.
At UNL.
And do what? Can I ask?
I'm kind of looking into the NROTC program, Naval Reserve Officer Training Corps.
Okay.
So kind of going to be a naval physician.
How about that? Wow. That's cool. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah.
Coach Graf, another a great senior for you, a great leader this year.
Absolutely. We're going to miss Abby. She's been positive and a good example for all the kids and kept the lane moving, so it's been good.
That's right. All right, who's next now, Coach Graf?
We got Abby Renner, another Abby. She's a sophomore for us. She's been our anchor on the relay quite a few times and brought us home on those times, and so she's been a force. She's a sophomore as well, and we're looking for big things in the future. Qualifying two individual events was a big deal, mm-hmm. kind of get her started and see what she's capable of and build on that for the future.
Do you have many, you have two Abbeys on the team, so when you yell out, they both turn around all the time?
They just keep swimming,
you bet. All right, Abby, hey, talk to us a little bit. Talk about your events. Do you feel like you've really come around in your events this year?
Yeah, for the most part. I've definitely dropped some time from last year, some improvement, so.
What's your favorite event?
An unpopular opinion, but probably the 100 butterfly.
Now, why would you say that?
Because it's death in a race.
Folks don't know what a butterfly is, once again, in swimming. Just Google it, go to YouTube and see what all the arm movements you got to do. It's pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, growing up, you grew up in swimming. I mean, you swam for so many years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you ever think you were going to be a butterfly?
No.
Not the case, huh?
At first, I thought I was going to be a backstroker.
Uh-huh.
But just not my type of race, not my favorite.
Did somebody have to talk you into it or something like that? Or something like that?
A little bit of talking.
Yeah?
Quite a bit.
Obviously, you got it through, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Excited about the trip, aren't you?
Yes. Second year.
Yeah. So, two individual events, and you're on a relay, too?
Two relays.
So you're going to be really busy for four events down there.
Yep.
I know we talked to Abby a little bit about your relay. You want to take some time off those relays, don't you?
Yeah. Always looking for improvement. I feel like last one, best one.
Now, you've been down there state before, correct?
Yeah.
So maybe not as nervous as maybe in past years.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I know what to expect. Just going in confident, ready to swim my race.
Was that first time at state, was it nerve-wracking?
Oh, yeah. I felt like I was about to puke that one night. I was, like, thinking about it. I could not sleep. I did not feel good. Just all the nerves getting to me. But then I swam, and now ready to come do it again.
Now, you got some first-timers this year. Are you telling them, hey, it's cool, everything's going to be fine, right? Kind of, sort of. I'm sure there's a story or two about this a little bit. So, well, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck down there.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Graf, another great swimmer for you, and at four events. Talk about keeping busy down there.
Yeah. She's she's been a rock for us and a very successful swimmer best is yet to come, but sometimes it takes a couple years to build experience. You know, Leah took 4 years to medal. And so, you know, every year you're down there and you compete, it builds your confidence and you get a little more comfortable. Next up, we got Marianne Kastner. She's going to swim and dive for us. So she'll dive on Thursday morning and then swim in both relays.
Wow. I mean, that's going to be how is your practice schedule? Because you got to practice on both, don't you?
Yeah, so pretty much I dive most practice, swim warm-ups, and then when we swim relays, he makes me go swim. But
he makes you go swim. Not he lets you go swim. He makes you go swim?
I love swimming for sure.
Yeah, you better say that. You stand right with Coach Graff standing right here.
Yeah.
Very good. But what do you think? You know, you've obviously come along in both events, yeah, on the swimming and the diving, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure. I think last year being my first year, like, diving is definitely something that it takes a lot of practice. So I put in a lot of work over the summer, camps, and then this season I was like, I'm going to make it to state and maybe break the school record. But
and tell me, as a diver, when you're first starting off, it takes a little time perfecting dives. Is there a lot of, I got to say this, is there a lot of belly flops that go along and you're like, ouch, that's got to hurt a little bit?
Every day of practice. Pretty much when you're first getting them, and it just, like, makes a mental block, and, like, getting over that and coming, like, over and over again, like, if I had a dollar for every time I backflopped, I'd be rich. But
what's your best dive?
I would say my back dive pike, probably, or,
looking at each other.
Yeah, probably my back dive pike, I would say.
And what's your least favorite?
My back one and a half or any of the reverse dives are definitely up there, but...
But the harder the dives, the more points points you're going to get, right?
Yeah, because they all have a difficulty level, and then you score, and they multiply that, and that gives you a score, so...
All right, so you're busy Thursday, and you're going to come back again on Friday again, right?
Yes, because I'm 100, or not 100, I'm 50 back for the relay, and then I'm on the 200 relay, so...
All right, so a couple of relays, and again, like I said before, chopping some time off that relay, too.
Mm-hmm. And I was really happy. We dropped, I think, almost 5 seconds on last week.
Terrific.
So, yeah. So hopefully more, but...
That doesn't happen every meet where you get 5 seconds, huh?
No, not at all.
You bet.
It was good, yeah.
Now, I know you're not ready for spring sport. You maybe a little bit, but you're ready to finish up on a good note winter sports,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. Track is... fast approaching, but
you're not ready to put a stick in your
pool vaulting.
Yeah.
I would say so. I don't know. I'm hopefully
the time will come, right?
Yeah.
The time will come. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, she's wearing a Pink Floyd shirt. Do you really follow Pink Floyd, or
I got an American Eagle. I don't know.
We're gonna look. Okay, never mind. But I'm glad you got a Pink Floyd shirt on. All right. Who's next, Coach Graff?
Next up, we got Emma Graff. She's a junior for us. She's going to dive and swim as well. She had a qualifying time in her 100 breast, but just barely missed the cut. So a little bit of work to do in the future there, but had a successful junior season, and she'll be diving on Thursday and swimming both relays on Friday.
All right, Emma, I got to ask you first, what's it like at home when you go home at night? Do you talk swimming and diving, or is he just put everything away and enough for the night?
It's more, he'll talk swimming and diving. He'll be just like, hey, you could have worked on this better today, or like, you could have practiced harder.
You're still talking about it a little bit, huh?
Yeah, we still talk about it.
It happens. But nice season. You've enjoyed this season, haven't you?
Yeah, I really have. It's been a nice season swimming with everybody, and I'm definitely going to miss Abby when she leaves. And so it's just been really nice this past year.
What's it been like in a family full of swimmers and divers? I mean, did you feel like, if I don't go out for swimming, they're going to disown me?
I don't really have another sport other than swimming. I don't know what I was going to do if I didn't do swimming. But you definitely have some expectations for a family full of swimmers.
But you grew up. You grew up in this swimming. You've done it all your life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been there in the household all the time, right?
Definitely. I think I've been doing it since I was 6. So I've definitely been doing it for a long time.
Long time, you bet. What's your best dive?
Probably my back dive.
The back dive, okay.
Yeah.
And your least favorite?
Probably inward 1.5.
Okay. So some of those dives you just work and work and work and work and work on. And sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't, right?
Yeah, some of them, like, you can have them down, and then some of the other ones just, like Marianne said, there's a mental block because, like, you might have flopped on them, and then, like, you just don't want to do it again in case, like, you hurt yourself even more. And so, like, in the past, we've had a couple of girls dive, and then they had to come out because they flopped on a dive so hard that they injured themselves. So, like, it's definitely a challenging thing.
So you've had about a week and a half without a meet. Is you tired of practice? Let's get to a meet. I mean, enough of this. You can practice for so long, but you got to have a meet, don't you?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to go to stay. I'm tired every day.
Yeah, it happens. You get tired of practicing. It's time for a meet, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, very best of luck to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Graff, we got one more young man who has been there and done that before, hasn't he?
Yep, Caleb Shaw. He's a senior for us. He's making a return trip to state diving. So he's had a good, successful senior season and ready to cap it off with hopefully 11 dives at state.
All right, Caleb. Good to have you back once again. We talked to you a little bit last year. You ready for this one coming up?
I am, yep.
Been trying to perfect all that your favorite. What's your favorite dive?
Oh, probably inward 1.5 or probably 2.5, actually.
Is that different from last year, or is it the same as this year, or from last year to this year?
Well, my newest dive is a forward 2.5, but my inward double is the same.
You had a good senior season. I mean, and you were right there in every single meet, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
What's going to take down at state to get to the medal stand? What's it going to take?
Ooh, it's going to take pointing my toes, which will be really hard for me. Making it look good in the water, but
can you explain why you can't point your toes?
Just
curious.
I don't know.
Just one of those things, huh?
Mm-hmm. but you just gotta make everything look good and perfect, and just hope for the best, and hopefully make all 11 dives this year. So.
I'm sure nervousness. You shouldn't be as nervous this year as last year, will you?
No, I wasn't even nervous last year, honestly.
In the first year, you weren't nervous a little bit?
Like, first year of diving? Or
I mean, just for being a state.
Oh, no, not really, actually.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Good deal. Well, good. That's good. Well, even the second time around now, you should be a lot more comfortable, shouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, there are some other divers that you competed in that will be at state, too. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Who do you... You buddies with a lot. I'm sure you get the chance to know these guys, don't
you? Ian from Kearney. I guess, I mean, the number one diver, David. I mean, him and I talk a little bit, but... Mm-hmm.
Everybody roots everybody on, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We don't, like, bully each other or, like, beat each other up. We're just all friends and stuff, so...
I tell you, the boys' season this year was really good. Usually it's kind of been the girls the last couple of years. I thought the girls didn't have a good year, but the boys kind of more... well-rounded group this year. Am I right?
I agree, yeah.
Which was nice, huh?
Oh, yeah. It is really nice.
Competed a lot, and when it came to team standing, stuff like that, it really helped out a lot, didn't it?
Yep.
This year, you bet. So, this guy, John, hopefully, and he's that mic right there. This guy's going to go down there and make some noise, huh?
Yeah. You know, Caleb's a capable diver, and, just needs to have a good day at state, and I think he can make all three rounds and hopefully be in that top eight and get a medal. Certainly capable of doing that, and we're excited to see what he can do down there.
All right. Caleb, we wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
You betcha. One swimmer diver not here, Kevin Banham. Of course, Kevin's up at Medicine Valley High School. They do have school, I think. Nobody else did have school today, but that kid's going to be pretty busy as well, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kevin's been with us since a freshman, and he kind of came in very focused, knew what he wanted to do, wants to swim at the next level, and has really been a workhorse since his freshman year. And so it's been wonderful to see him reap some of that success this year. You know, he's been, very competitive, winning races, and got state times early, which was a big boost to his confidence, And so sometimes it's a matter of really understanding what you're capable of and then believing in yourself. And he's managed to get faster pretty much every meet all season. So kind of knocking on the door of two school records for the 200 free and for the 100 breaststroke both. He's pretty close. And so hopefully we'll see a couple more records fall at state. This group of boys got the 200 free record already. probably not going to get the 400 free record yet, and probably another year or two, probably another year away from the 200 medley record, but both those could fall for this group, which is exciting to see. Some of those records have been up there way too long, mm-hmm. so we'll be excited to see some of them come down.
Well, it's a great group to coach. I know we've talked a lot every week about this group, and you're ready to go down and make some noise down there, and hopefully we bring home some medals, huh?
Yep, that's the goal. The goal is to be swimming on Saturday and get a little more hardware for the team and have a great experience at state.
All right. Thanks for coming in, as always. Coach Grant, anything else from the...
Lynn might want to talk about her two swimmers.
Oh, she's here. I didn't know...
She's hiding back here.
I didn't know she was here, Coach Kenny. She was hiding behind the corner. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks, Rich.
Good. What a great group. I know we've talked before, but you're hoping some of these kids can, again, come Thursday, Friday, get into Saturday too, right?
Yes. That would be fantastic.
What kind of times they got to have to get into on a Saturday? That's easier said than done, isn't it?
It is very difficult. But if you can make it to Saturday, you've accomplished something quite well.
All right.
So
you bet.
But, so I do also have some Special Olympics athletes that will be swimming Friday.
Uh-huh.
So Madison Weiss comes down here from Curtis. And so she'll be swimming in the girls' exhibition 50 free. And then Alan Holiday will come and down and swim the 50 free in the afternoon session for the boys.
That's terrific. So,
yeah.
That's great. So, all right. They'll have those kids a lot of fun with that.
They will. It is a great experience. The Lincoln teams do a great job of making banners for them and mm-hmm. supporting them. And so it's great. And I just want to give a shout out to my son, Deacon. He's been working with those two, mm-hmm. working on their starts, and they're helping them out a little bit on their swimming. So it'll be exciting to see them swim.
A lot of McCook kids going to be down there. Gosh, you guys are going to be busy. It's just good. Yeah. You want to go down there, and you want to be watching McCook kids.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rich.
Amen. Coach Graff, as always, good to talk to you. I know we'll be keeping folks posted. He'll be getting that dreaded text message. Hey, can you talk at this time or this time? And he's kind of used to it, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. We love talking to you, Rich, and keeping everybody informed how the kids are doing. And, boy, a big thank you for our coaching staff, Lynn, Kenny, and mm-hmm. Jen Bantam, and Eric Graff's been helping us. And then a big thank you to the Y for all of their support this season, Anna and Mitch and Jess over there. And so hopefully continued success.
Best of luck. Have a safe trip down there, okay?
All right. Thanks, Rich.